540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A rare Saturday session for the U.S. House produced rare agreement among Republicans and Democrats. By a large margin, the House has approved a $95 billion foreign aid package. CBS's Christian Benavides has the numbers.
Long-awaited aid for Ukraine made it past the House by a bipartisan vote as part of a larger foreign aid package.
On this vote, the ayes are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
More Democrats than Republicans voted for Ukraine aid. The bills provide more than $26 billion to support Israel, more than $60 billion for Ukraine, and around $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan.
CBS's Natalie Brand says the House also took aim at an immensely popular app.
A fourth foreign policy bill that passed paves the way for a possible ban of TikTok if Chinese-based ByteDance doesn't sell its stake.
The bill gives the company a year to sell its U.S. operations. The Senate voted 60-34 just after midnight to reauthorize FISA. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke on the Senate floor.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views, but we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous.
Schumer said FISA helped stop acts of terror, drug trafficking, and violent extremism. A quarter century ago today, teenagers were slaughtered in an American high school. Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was herself shot and almost killed by a constituent, spoke at a vigil last night, held to remember the shooting at Columbine High in Littleton, Colorado.
Change doesn't happen overnight, and we can't do it alone. Join me, let's move ahead together.
12 students and a teacher were killed at the school on April 20th, 1999. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. UAW President Sean Fain was there for the victory celebration.
Workers are fed up in this country. They're fed up with being left behind. And obviously, you know, with our win in Big Three bargaining, I think that really motivated a lot of workers to realize there's better for them.
Tesla's recalling almost 4,000 of its 2024 Cybertrucks because of a faulty accelerator panel, says CBS's Jeff Glore.
The company says the pedal pad can dislodge and get stuck inside a piece of trim when pressed down. This could potentially cause the truck to speed up and increase the risk of a crash. Tesla says there have been no reports of crashes or injuries related to the issue.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the Lair with Kaylin Cole, the next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, y'all. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Eddie 8 Dynamite. Little pop, pumpkin, rock and roll for you. This is Bright Tomorrows. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Eddie 8 Dynamite and All About That Girl. Bright Tomorrows before that, a double dip of Eddie 8 Dynamite to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. This brand new music from them. You can grab their new album right now at Bandcamp. They're on Spotify. Be sure to add them to your streaming playlist. And they are the sharpest dressed band in Madison, in my opinion, right now. Maybe something to do, but... yeah, the red ties with Eddie 8 Dynamite, that's pretty good stuff. I don't know what happened to that double dip either. The computer just said, I'm going to like pixelate or something like that. You know, I was talking with Rob Roberts earlier today. Today is 420, is National Record Day, Record Store Day. I really wanted to spin vinyl tonight, but we don't have turntables in the Mad Radio studio. Someday we'll get some turntables in here. We can do some vinyl for you. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would love to have you part of our show. We got Butterbrick coming up live in the lair. If you know those guys, you can call up and say hi. Ask a question if you like. We got Crisco Rupenthal joining us here after 8:30. And we'll get Bar Notes with Terry Barr in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I have brand new music from Madison, Wisconsin. This song is really good. I like it a lot. It's Cat and the Hurricane. This song is called Caffeine and Alcohol. Smacks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking and smoking, rum on my clothes, I can still smell it. I saw it in lies, hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. They're from Chicago, Illinois. That's the Impulsive Hearts and Block You Back. Love that band. I discovered them last week when I featured them as the regional spotlight artist during the Maxine Top 10. Cat and Hurricane before that with their brand new single called Caffeine and Alcohol. Rocker, I'm sure you didn't notice because you're all doing stuff frantically out in the lobby, but Ben has the lead vocals on that song, not Cat. Why aren't you on? There you now you're on.
I did notice that. Jimmy, I had listened to the song last week.
It's a great.
And great. So, and we're going to have them in the lair coming up June 22nd, I believe. Mm. Cat and the Hurricane live right here.
That's going to be a fun night for sure. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We're live on State Street in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. We're also broadcasting in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM. Good evening, Title Town. And those of you up in Hayward, Wisconsin, good evening to you as well. Listening to us on WBZH AM 910, the Buzz of the North. Don't forget, you can call us, 844-967-2789. Call or text directly from the Civic Media app is your best bet. I believe Wausau is where Brian Bethke is from. He's going to be live in the lair in June as well.
I think more in the Eau Claire area, Jimmy.
Eau Claire, okay. Brian, sorry we got your location challenged. That's okay. I'll be okay. Maxie.
I've heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape,
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi everyone, Terry Barr with your Barr Notes. A few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from all around the state. Let's start in Milwaukee, where the Milwaukee Music Video Show is happening as part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. More than 10 locally made music videos running the gamut of all types of genres will be shared at the show. Rose of the West, Exposed Foreheads, and Fuzzy Surf, just a few of the featured artists. Now this all starts at 6:30 p.m. Sunday, April 21st, and it's at the Oriental Theater on North Farwell Avenue. You can learn more and find out about all of these videos at mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. And now to Sheboygan. And if you're a musician or you just want to hang out with artists, there's a meetup for songwriting, networking, jamming, and just overall fun. And it's happening this Monday night. It kicks off at 7 at Jake's Cafe on Ontario Avenue in Sheboygan. You can find additional details at WisconsinMusicVentures.com. Again, that's WisconsinMusicVentures.com. And this one's a Wisconsin-wide celebration for good reason. 30 years ago, the polka officially became our state dance. Then Governor Tommy Thompson signed the legislation on April 29th of 1994.
Because the polka is more than a dance. It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. To be able to sign this bill into law, it was bringing everything together. The culture of Wisconsin, the fun times, the exciting times, you know, heritage.
And he did it in Pulaski, home of the annual Polka Days in Northeast Wisconsin. Now, you may be able to enjoy a polka event with many scheduled all around the state during the next week, all in celebration of the polka. And in case you are wondering, this is the great Elvin Stachinski singing Pulaski is a Polka Town, one of my dad's favorites. There are your Barr Notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My head sways side to side, my feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. My feet go left to right, my head goes side to side. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music, an old Willie Nelson tune. Is that right, Willie Nelson?
That's right.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. On the road again, that's Crystal Rupenthal. And Rocker, the interesting sounds of that is so awesome, brings back memories when Crystal here was in the live in the lair.
Yeah.
With the cigar box guitars.
Yes.
Crystal is an award-winning Madison musician playing with a number of Hawaiian-infused jazz groups like the one that played in the lair. But by the end of the month, Crystal will be on the road with another award-winning project, Django Phonique. Crystal, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's great to see you again. You look good.
Too. Both of you guys.
Did you celebrate 420 Record Day?
I actually didn't. Okay. I got a house full of records. Not that I don't need more, but I didn't make it out today.
What's in your record collection?
All my records are like 100 years old. I'm a 78 guy, so it's reflected in the music that I play. But I got a house of phonographs and old shellac records. So.
What's your prized possession in the vinyl collection that you have?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm a real kind of avid junker. I guess maybe not quite as much more than the last year or so, but I was really, like, hounding the junk shops and garage sales and stuff. And so, yeah, I found some great, you know, like a rural banjo records and cool Hawaiian stuff, like stuff that's totally in my wheelhouse, and early jazz and, you know, country blues, all that kind of stuff.
So. Nice.
Do you find some of those songs and then decide to cover them?
That's actually, I mean, that's like one of the records that I put out during the pandemic that we were featuring on other times that I was on here. It was exactly what I was doing.
Wow.
I was finding repertoire from these old records that had never been reissued and kind of trying to recreate them and reinterpret them, you know.
Give them new life.
Yeah, exactly.
With the 78s, how often have you thrown a 78 on and forgot to adjust the speed on the turntable? It's going 33 and a third.
Yeah, I mean, most of my turntables are kind of like locked in, dialed in for 78s. So
gotcha.
I do have a lot of LPs and stuff too. But my record player's like it's kind of specialized, you know, special needles and stuff like that.
Is the sound quality better at 78 versus our 33 and a third?
I mean, I feel like, you know, you get a nice modern deck and a good EQ and a new cartridge, and it's amazing the fidelity that you can get off those old recordings. It's really cool. So
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we just heard one of the songs by Django Phonique, and what is this project? Tell us about this band.
Yeah, sure. So Django Phonique is a band that's from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. So basically they've been here. They've come to be a guest of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest here in Madison a few times. And I got to be friends with them. And a few times I went over and I played with band members in that group in Detroit and in the Ann Arbor area. And we kind of decided starting like late, I guess it was mid last summer, we went out on a tour for the first time where like kind of like half their band came and half of my band came, and we kind of created a new lineup for them. And we did a big tour up in the UP of Michigan, played a festival, played some big outside concert series, played Ordoc Brewing way up there. And so it's kind of like developing into this kind of hybrid project. And that's why, like, when we build this tour, it's, you know, Django Phonique plus Christo's novelty combo, because it's not really like it's an open, we're not going to do an opening set, we're kind of jumbling everything together, all the musicians are playing all the time, and it's this cool kind of like mixture of you know, like some of the slide stuff that I do, and also I have heavily Django influenced on my own stuff too.
Tell us about Django for those who might not know who Django
sure thing
is.
So it's remarkable how many you know, big name players will put, you know, Chet Atkins, a lot of like known, even rock musicians, Stevie Ray Vaughan, I suppose, or whatever, like they have a top 10 of like their most influential guitarists. And Django is so often on those lists of celebrity guitar players who are playing now as far as an influence. He was an early jazz guitar player born in Belgium, grew up outside of Paris. He was Roma, and he was just one of the first jazz guitar players to kind of bridge the gap between the guitar only being a rhythm instrument, because his career started before the invention of the electric guitar. And so he was there kind of like learning saxophone style soloing and really being a virtuosic jazz guitar player right at the very beginning. And just his phrasing and the beauty of his technique and the lyricism that he plays, it just, you know, anybody who loves guitar music should check him out, Django Reinhardt.
Can you imagine Django with a distortion pedal? And
yeah, crazy.
Maybe a wah-wah?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like Django, you know, obviously a great musician, but he's almost become a style of way to play.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of like the same story with, you know, Bill Monroe and the bluegrass genre, where, like, Django has created such a, like, it turned out, it started, I guess, as a cult following, but, you know, it sort of, like, grew into this whole genre, basically, and there's like, when I started playing his music like 20 years ago, it was like every, you know, now certainly like every big city has a hot club style band, you know, kind of following in his footsteps. And it's just cool, you know, it's jazzy, so it's like kind of hip and, you know, harmonically interesting, but it's acoustic music, and it's not like too harmonically complex like bebop. It's more accessible, so
right.
You know, there's a lot of acoustic music and guitar music, people enjoy that music. So Yeah.
Now, like, tell us about your awards, because you told us you had just won a MAMA award.
I did. I just picked it up a couple days ago. Thank you.
And you're really popular in Michigan music scene, and you have some accolades happening out there. Tell us about that.
Well, the Djangophonic basically swept the Michigan. So basically, they have their own series of, like, Whammy, MAMA style, community awards that are given. And they won, like, Band of the Year and Album of the Year, and just kind of, like, swept the whole thing last year. And so they've really been picking up a ton of steam there. And so I just wanted to, like, you know, because I was, you know, friends with them and I've known them for a long time, I wanted to bring them over here and do this kind of special routing to get some more exposure and just have some fun playing music with those guys.
Is this in the mitten of Michigan or up in the UP?
Well, they're from the Ann Arbor area. But our tour, right. Our tour actually that will wind up here, we're starting way up in Crystal Falls, in the theater at Crystal Falls, which is in the UP. So our first date is like 5 hours away, straight north from here. So,
is there a pretty strong music scene in Michigan, in the Ann Arbor? I mean, it's obviously Michigan and Boone, right. Michigan, but we
don't. Yeah, I mean, my experience playing there with them has just been awesome. You know, like over the summer, we played a big concert series in Grand Rapids. And it was like, you know, there's like 600-700 people there, and we were playing festivals and all kinds of stuff. So I my impression is that it's a thriving, interested audience, just like we've got here. So,
well, let's talk about the upcoming tour. Where are you going to be touring?
Yeah.
After Crystal Falls, where do you go?
So, our first, we're in Crystal Falls, and then, the next date is we're coming down on the 27th of April, and we'll be at the Slowpoke Lounge in Spring Green, which is really one of my favorite regional venues. Great place to see music.
Wow.
Lovely room. So we'll be there on the 27th Saturday. Then the 28th, we're at the Trempealeau Hotel out in Trempealeau, Wisconsin, which is north of La Crosse.
Oh, so that place is fun.
Far out west.
The hotel?
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's
so great. We'll be there 2 o'clock on Sunday the 28th. And then 29th, we're at the Norwegian, which is a cool restaurant cabaret in Rockford. Unfortunately, that gig's sold out, but I don't know if anyone's...
Already?
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's tuning in Rockford to hear us, but you're out of luck, I guess.
And that's not so unfortunate. Fortunate, is it,
yeah,
Krista?
Not for me. Not for me. Right?
Good problem to have.
And then we're landing here, and we're playing at Leopold's Book Bar Cafe over on Regent Street on Tuesday the 30th. And then we have a couple of days off, but it doesn't mean we're standing still. We're going to do some recording sessions while we're here. We also have a private thing on that Friday, and then we're at the North Street Cabaret on May 4th.
Right here in Madison.
Yep, another one in Madison. So you got two opportunities here in Madison. The 30th at Leopold's and the 4th of May at North Street Cabaret.
Y'all are going to bring the roof off the North Street Cabaret.
Man, I love that. It's like a blessing. We got two of the best venues around here that are on this tour. Not to say anything bad about any of the other venues.
Right.
So we're happy to be playing there too, for sure. But two of my personal favorite places, Slowpoke and North Street Cabaret. And then the last date on this route, we're kind of swinging back towards Michigan, and our last date is at the Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts in Milwaukee.
That's so awesome. For your shows that aren't sold out, where can we find tickets?
So you can go either to the Djangophonic website or to my website.
You better spell that for people.
So Djangophonic is just kind of like it sounds. Starts with I'll just spell it, Djangophonique.com.
So it's got the little French accent at the end.
The easier one is probably noveltycombo.com. I lead a band called Crystal's Novelty Combo, and rather than giving you my name URL, which is like equally impossible to spell, Novelty Combo. So I've got ticket links at noveltycombo.com for all those dates all throughout the region. So
that's awesome. Hey man, thank you so much for coming in tonight, Crystal. We
really pleasure.
Appreciate you. We're gonna play another song here from you. It's called Joseph Joseph, and this is with Katie, and this is live at the Avalon. Tell us about the song.
Yeah, so Katie Smith, a lovely vocalist, beautiful person to play with and hang out with. She joined the group about a year ago, and bringing vocals into the group. Really amazing singer. And so she'll be on the tour. So we'll have a couple guitar player, two guitars, bass, and then Katie singing, and she's going to sing this next one for you. And as you said, it's Joseph Joseph, which is kind of like It's an English lyric for an Eastern European folk song. Real upbeat. Once you get past the kind of brooding first few seconds of it, it's going to turn into a real hard swinger. So,
is this an original or is this
no?
A cover?
This is an old Eastern European folk song that's got an English lyric added to it. So,
all right, well, let's check it out right now. Joseph, thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Great, thanks.
A certain maid I know is so afraid her beau will never ask her, will she name the day? He calls on her each night, and as she dims the light, it's 10 to 1 that you will hear her say, oh, Joseph, Joseph, won't you make your mind up? It's time I knew just where I stand with you. My heart's so black that I can stop and wind up. Each time we make up, we're being through. Oh, Joseph, 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 time is fleeting. Name the day, oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Won't you name the day?
By the time I realized I couldn't stand or find my pride, she made off with my heart and my time. Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, suitcase and a dress him to size. She stopped to look in the glass to brush off what little passed. She just fixed her hat and gave a little smile. Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Jordan Story and Valerie, Criscoll Rupenthal before that, and Dango Phonic and their song Joshua Joshua. Hey, coming up in just a couple of minutes, live in the lair with Butterbrick. They're going to tear the Mad Radio Studios down. And it's 420. Do you think I'm not going to play this
We're running
song right
low
here?
On toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks, and they just turn the water off, so now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the former with a skin from the ladder, get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while, just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes, the record player scratches, the channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any. Alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air, blast all of our cares away for a while, just for a little while. Nothing in the fridge to eat, unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Even you scrape off the cardboard, you don't need it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small pack of paper. Yeah.
Mummy was hide overseas. I'm new in the local scene. Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it. So does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
History buffs and music enthusiasts, discover Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill in downtown Waukesha. Founded in 1948 by Les Paul's brother and father, Ralph and George Polfus, this is where Les Paul himself kicked off his iconic career with Mary Ford. Enjoy happy hour Tuesday through Friday, starting at 2, featuring 20 tabs of both domestic favorites and craft brews. With open mic Mondays, music bingo Thursdays, and karaoke Fridays, Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Check him out at clubwaukesha.com.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.